Welcome everyone, this is Lou, and you're listening to the Francophone Perspectives podcast, a podcast which explores the diversity of Francophones and Francophiles' path in Philadelphia. Today, we meet Beth Diffley, the new president of the Alliance Française. Beth talks about her long-lasting relationship with the French language, her two-year work experience in Paris, and tells us what led her to become involved with the Alliance Française. Have a good listening. Welcome, Beth Diffley, and thank you so much for participating in our podcast.
Thank you for having me. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, it is. So let's get started with the presentations. Could you introduce yourself in a few sentences? Who are you? What do you do for a living? Where are you from?
Sure. So I'm Beth Diffley. I am a longtime member of the Alliance Française de Philadelphie. I am a lawyer here in Philadelphia, and I spent a few years of my career living and working in Paris. And I've always enjoyed the connection that the Alliance gives me to the language and culture and an opportunity to learn more about the world beyond me.
Mm-hmm. So have you always been interested in exploring different cultures? And in particular, where does your interest in French language and Francophone cultures come from?
It's funny because it's hard to say is that for some reason, when I was a child, I was always interested in French language, despite not being French, not having, you know, French background or family, anyone who spoke French. And then when I went to high school, I studied French, and I had the most wonderful French teacher, really an excellent instructor. And so I know so many of my high school friends really considered, even if they don't like French language so much, they really just considered her an excellent teacher. And that reminds me of the importance of having good teachers, right? Is that they can really encourage someone's interest and somebody's ability to flourish. So I definitely owe a lot of it to Madame Schachter, who is 85 years old now and still teaching French on Zoom.
Oh, it's great to see that all the generations were able to adapt to the new stakes of teaching today. So you went from learning French to living in Paris. There is a big leap. So did you move to Paris by chance, or did you actually want it to expatriate in Paris? Like, how did it happen?
That's a great question. In some ways, it's by chance. Certainly the opportunity arose because I spoke French well enough that it made some sense. But I did have some family members who over the years had the opportunity to spend a few years working in a different country. So I knew it was an option. And I had the opportunity, received a call from a recruiter, a headhunter, about job opportunities in London. And I said, well, that sounds interesting, but I just decided to be bold and asked if she had anything in Paris. Mm-hmm. And she looked for it and she called me back, and they were looking for an American lawyer who did exactly what I do and spoke enough French to get by living in Paris. And it was a lucky opportunity, but, you know, had the right skills and mindset to take advantage of it.
Okay, that's cool. So yeah, learning new languages always broaden your horizons and offer you new perspectives. And that's kind of the topic of the podcast, actually. So how was it to be an American in France? Like, did you like your experience there?
Yeah, oh, I absolutely did. If you can ever get the opportunity to go live and work in another country as an expat with a good job, you know, and a good support system, that's really perfect. Or at least for me, that it was really perfect, is that I was working with top-notch clients and top-notch colleagues and getting to live in a different city. And just see so many more perspectives. I worked with clients from all different countries. That's just such an interesting perspective to understand different cultures, to have to adapt to different cultures. But also, you know, to do it in this amazing setting, the city of Paris, where I saw the, you know, Eiffel Tower every day as I left the office, and, you know, saw the world open up to me. It was challenging, hard work. Paris is not actually an easy city to live in. It's, mm-hmm. you know, it's wonderful, but it's a lot easier to be a tourist there than like any big city to live there. It was just, I'm glad I did it. I would love to have the opportunity in the future to spend extended periods of time in France.
Yeah, I guess. So apart from enjoying your experience, did you have any cultural shock when you first came there? Like, you talked about adaptations to cultures. So I'm curious because there are probably many differences when you travel from one country to another.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I mean, one I would say is that there's a lot of differences and a lot of similarities. I joked when I first moved there, I spoke enough French to get by and to, you know, to speak to shopkeepers, to speak to landlords, all that stuff. So that was very helpful. But I joked to others that if I had arrived not really speaking any French, I quickly would have learned the word impossible. C'est impossible. Because it seemed like to me, the customer service mindset is different. And I think that's a myth that, you know, the French aren't as customer service oriented. And I think the reality is that it's just different. That as a customer, I have to come in and say hello before I just ask a question. And once you learn the rules, you get wonderful service. But also to know that a lot of times when you ask for something or you suggest something that is different or new, the first reaction is, no, that's not possible. That's not done.
Yeah.
But if you help them reach a conclusion that it can be done, even though it's new or different, you get there. It's just a different path to get there. I was glad to learn that.
That's extremely interesting. And I agree with you on all points, actually. Like, we tend to be less challenging, definitely, in France. And also about the customer service. Like, I feel the mindset is very different here in the United States. A lot more importance is given to the customer. The customer is king, as we say in France. So, yeah. And among all these differences you have experienced, what is the thing that you liked the most about French culture?
Oh, you know, I think as I know I'm a workaholic lawyer, I overextend myself. And I did that there. I mean, it's probably, you know, I think many Americans might think, oh, French people don't work as much. They take these long vacations. And I think French people work very hard and they have demanding jobs and demanding lives. But I certainly appreciated and learned to better take time for myself to enjoy what I was doing there, to enjoy my experiences, to enjoy the food, to enjoy a meal, to take time to experience culture, to take time to go on vacation. So that was just something I've tried to hold on to. I'm not always as good about it as I've gotten back into the US, but I definitely appreciated that part of what I learned there.
Yeah, definitely. I think we definitely have this art of doing nothing in France and just to get some rest. So you lived in Paris and now you're living in Philadelphia. So what would be your favorite places or activities that you could recommend people to do? So both in Paris and in Philadelphia.
That's great. I think, you know, it's funny. I have one that is actually in both of the cities. And I think this maybe is why I love, you know, Philadelphia too, is the Rodin Museum in Paris and the Rodin Museum in Philadelphia are really wonderful activities. I've always loved Rodin sculptures. And in both places, the museums are pretty special. But I would also say in both cities, they are cities of good good food. And so taking the opportunities to find the special restaurants or chocolate shops, which also are very high quality, both in both places. Those are some of my favorite things in both places.
Well, actually, I have never been neither to the Rodin Museum in Paris nor in Philadelphia, so I guess I should definitely add that on my list. So now that we've talked about your experience of cultural differences between the United States and France, I would like to focus a little bit more on your involvement at the Alliance Française. So could you first tell us how did you get involved? And how did you discover the Alliance?
Sure. So I think, because it was so long ago now, it's hard for me to remember this one.
Yeah.
I am pretty sure I really got involved in the Alliance here in Philadelphia just before I was moving to France. I felt like I needed to take an immersion course and get, just get back up to speed on my French. Mm-hmm. And then when I moved back to the U.S., I got involved in a big way, taking classes regularly, starting to come to the activities, meeting people through those activities. And through that, I was invited to join the board of directors. And I've been on the board for about 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So we are just the board of advisors who oversee the staff, hire the executive director, assist with setting strategy and oversight and fundraising, which is an important component. And I've I've really gotten more deeply involved, enjoyed that experience so much. And then in October, I was just elected the new president of the Alliance.
Yeah, congratulations. So,
thank you. So that's just sort of a more in-depth role, continuation of the board, leading the board. And I'm really looking forward to, it's very new, but I'm really looking forward to working closely with you, with Sonia, our executive director, and the rest of the staff and the faculty, to help, move the Alliance forward. We've got a lot of change happening in the world, and I think we will continue to adapt. And one of my big roles is to help think about development and helping, increase number of members and help with fundraising. And so I'm excited about that. And it's interesting. It tests my skills, and it's all about something that I'm really passionate about and I really enjoy. So I'm looking forward to continuing this journey with the Alliance.
I understand, the range of possibilities is so wide and so exciting. So what do you like the most at the Alliance Française?
I think what's important is I talked about my French teacher in high school. She was such a wonderful teacher. Both of my parents were teachers. One of my brothers is a language teacher. He teaches German. I think more than anything, I have a learning mindset and a love of learning. And that, to me, that's what the Alliance is. It's learning French, the language. It's learning about different cultures. It's such a way, I feel like I get enjoyment out of creating opportunities for my own self-enrichment. I'm learning. At the same time, I'm meeting wonderful people, making connections with my community. It's fun to do. It's rewarding. It helps others. It's just, I think anyone who is curious and interested and loves learning would get something out of this. And it's just so important that we don't forget about the importance of learning after we're out of school. There's this continuous opportunity to learn and grow that the Alliance provides with such a welcoming community. And I get to meet lovely people like you. There's new interns. There's always someone new to meet. It's just really wonderful. And I view it as a lifelong relationship.
Mm-hmm. As for myself, it is really enriching to be part of such a community and to experience this kind of cultural exchanges. So we got a good overview of your Francophone perspective and experience, I guess. So let's talk about perspectives for the future, especially for the Alliance Française, maybe. What can we wish you for the future?
Yeah, so I mean, I think for the Alliance, we're going to be focusing really on making sure that we're continuing to offer tremendous quality classes, and doing so in a way that makes sense for the future, for the world that we're in now, you know, some virtual classes, hopefully some in person, expanding the cultural programming to welcome a broader community. You know, this is really about Francophone cultures. And so not only I've only lived in France, but I'd love to learn more about the whole Francophone world. Yeah. And so I really think that I would also really hope that we can manage to, like I said, expand the membership base. I think lots of people would find opportunities here among the diverse offerings, find something that is of interest to them.
Well, I wish no less to the Alliance Française. So thank you so much, Beth, for having answered all my questions. I really enjoyed talking with you, and I'm sure our community will enjoy hearing this as well.
Excellent. Thank you, Lou.
Thank you very much for having listened to the Alliance podcast. Et à bientôt.